This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister confident Jamaica will pass 7th IMF review, proceeds of National Leadership Prayer Breakfast to benefit human trafficking victims, and Jamaica Constabulary Force to form Guns for Trade Task Force. The news in detail after this message.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is expressing confidence that Jamaica will pass its next quarterly review by the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. The review will be the 7th overall and will cover the October to December 2014 quarter. Dr. Phillips says based on recent projections, he's confident that Jamaica will receive a passing grade from the IMF mission team, which will be on the island later this year to conduct its review.
And I think I can safely say, since the last review date that we have encountered, I am confident, as I have been of the other six tests, that Jamaica has successfully met all its targets and all the structural benchmarks necessary for the successful completion of the 7th review.
The minister was speaking at the official opening of the Scotia Group Fairview Financial Center in Montego Bay, St. James on Wednesday. He adds that Jamaica's success at completing the quarterly reviews is testament to the government's commitment to reform the economic basis of the country and set solid foundations for growth. Victims of human trafficking are to be given assistance with rebuilding their lives through proceeds from this year's staging of the National Leadership Prayer Breakfast. Secretary of the National Leadership Prayer Breakfast Committee, Clyde Edwards, says the social project will be incorporated into proposed plans by the Minister of Justice and the United Church in Negril.
Between the United Church out in Negril and the Ministry of Justice, there is an effort afoot to help those who have gone through the trafficking challenge and to provide for them housing and rehabilitatory efforts. And we are challenging those who are in support of the breakfast this year to make a special contribution to the trafficking project.
The 35th staging of the National Leadership Prayer Breakfast will be at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on Thursday, January 15, starting at 7:30 a.m. under the patronage of Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is to employ a number of anti-crime strategies to dismantle criminal gangs. One of the strategies is the formation of a Guns for Trade Task Force within the JCF to go after criminals who are involved in the practice. Deputy Commissioner of Police in charge of crime, Glenmuir Hines, says the task force has identified 21 guns for drugs syndicates across the island involved in the trade of marijuana for weapons. In the meantime, DCP Hines says significant strides are being made under the recently passed anti-gang legislation.
So far, we have about 26 persons charged under the legislation that are currently in court, and we're pursuing 400 more investigations under the legislation. It is anticipated that by the end of this year, we should see over 500 persons charged under this legislation.
The anti-gang legislation passed into law in March 2014 makes provision for the disruption and suppression of criminal organizations. And Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean is urging parents to register their children on time to sit the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. Dr. McLean says in particular, parents of children with special needs should register before the January 16 deadline.
For cases where it has to do with the special needs as it is defined in terms of their disabilities, it means that there has to be a psychoeducational assessment that has to be submitted by the parents to the student's assessment unit. That report, when it comes in our special education unit, the team has to go through to identify the kind of need and to ensure that we identify what specifically that child will require for the exam.
Dr. McLean adds that parents should avoid waiting until the week before exam to advise the minister of their child's special needs. This year's sitting of the GSAT will be on Thursday, March 19 and Friday, March 20. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.